Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 64. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 34 tonight. Highs level off around 66 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. Temperatures well above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 50s to the low 60s. Slight chance for rain Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 28.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Traffic was interrupted near a middle school in Concordia on Wednesday. Roxanne Stewart has more.
An unexpected sinkhole, roughly 5 feet in diameter, appeared at the intersection of 7th and Doster Streets near Concordia Middle School. The sinkhole started out small but is now big enough to cause traffic to be detoured while city crews work to repair it. Barriers were put up and Concordia PD was on hand to move after-school pickup traffic around the area on Wednesday. CPD reminds those driving in the area of 7th and Doster to be aware. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
A Clay County Sheriff's Office detective has been fired for sharing a post on social media earlier this month about an ICE raid. 12 employees were detained at El Patro Mexican Cafe and Cantina in Liberty, Missouri. And the detective shared a meme which led to public backlash and then sparked an internal investigation. The agency said the post violated its social media practices. The post has been deleted. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas District Court Public Access Portal will be offline from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. this Saturday, March 1st, for a domain change from .org to .gov. And people who use the portal are encouraged to update their bookmarks after the domain change is complete. The change is one of the final steps in a project to move all judicial branch websites, portals, and email from .org to .gov, and an informational webpage describes the project called kscourtsisgoing.gov. The portal allows anyone, anywhere, to search most Kansas District Court case information online. The service was created through the Kansas eCourt Case Management System project to consolidate case data on a single web-based platform. The federal government controls who can get a .gov domain, which is one reason a .gov domain is desirable, as it clearly communicates the Kansas judicial branch is a government entity. But there are benefits beyond credibility. .gov domains must follow certain rules that contribute to a more secure environment for all government websites. And by following domain security best practices, users are assured a safer visitor experience. Other benefits of a .gov domain are described on the federal website, which can be found at git.gov. One person died in an accident just after 6:30 a.m. on Wednesday in Ellsworth County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2018 Hino box truck driven by 58-year-old David E. Bridgeforth of Trey, New Jersey, was westbound on Interstate 70, 2 miles west of 12th Road. The truck traveled off of the road, entered the north ditch, and the driver overcorrected, causing the truck to roll onto the passenger side, and it came to rest, blocking both lanes of travel. A westbound 2021 Freightliner semi, driven by 24-year-old Izazian Fafov of Trisbrod, Pennsylvania, attempted to avoid the box truck, but the semi truck struck the undercarriage beneath the cab of the box truck. The impact caused the truck to spin into the north ditch, and the semi came to rest facing northwest in the north ditch. Bridgeforth was pronounced dead at the scene. He was transported to Frontier Forensics. An EMS transported Vavrov to Wesley Medical Center with serious injuries. Both drivers were properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. A driver is facing multiple allegations after a vehicle pursuit and crash on Wednesday. Trooper Todd Heilman reported that just before 4:30 p.m., a Kansas Highway Patrol trooper attempted to stop an eastbound vehicle on Interstate 70 just west of the Kansas 25 exit in Thomas County. However, the female driver refused to stop and fled down the interstate. At 4:45 p.m., the vehicle crashed near 8th Street and Sunrise Avenue on the north side of Oakley, and troopers quickly located the driver in the backyard of a residence, placing her under arrest. The Kansas Highway Patrol has not released any additional details as of late Wednesday. On Wednesday, a Kansas Senate Committee on Utilities held a hearing about several abandoned oil and gas wells across Kansas, where the Kansas Corporation Commission's Conservation Committee said that although the state has spent more than $40 million to plug more than 10,000 wells already, there are still more to find and more to fill. Director Ryan Hoffman said they have a situation where they are plugging wells and they know there are likely other wells out there, but they don't have any records to indicate it. And he told lawmakers that new technology may be coming out soon to track down those so-called zombie wells. Hoffman said the Kansas Geological Survey has a drone with a magnetometer on it that they can fly over. As though they can't see something at the surface, they can see something underground. Hoffman has faith that changes can be made to state law to address this ongoing issue, saying if they make some changes to certain regulations, he thinks there are people who are more than willing to come to the table now than ever before about increasing some of those requirements so they can get access to this other money, and they'll have to pay less in the future. Hoffman adds that federal grants have helped plug more than 2,000 of these wells in the last 2 years, and the challenge now is to see how many are still out there. In Nebraska news, on Wednesday afternoon, Lincoln police responded to an incident involving a woman being struck by a vehicle and also being shot multiple times. The Lincoln Police Department was dispatched to 84th and Sandalwood at around 12:30 p.m. for a domestic disturbance where police say a 28-year-old male suspect struck a 21-year-old woman with his car. The Lincoln Police Department said two Good Samaritans helped the woman into their vehicle, an SUV, in an attempt to get her out of danger, and the suspect then proceeded to follow the victim and the two Good Samaritans who were attempting to help at what police believe was a high rate of speed down Indian Hills Drive. According to police, the suspect then crashed his car into the SUV with the victim, causing it to spin out into the front yard of a home around the corner. And shortly after, police received a report for gunshots. Police said the suspect got out of the vehicle and approached the SUV, firing his weapon. The victim was struck multiple times by gunfire, though the two people assisting her weren't harmed. The victim was transported to a hospital with multiple gunshot wounds and was undergoing surgery. Police reported that the suspect was found dead at the scene and a gun was recovered. No names have been released at this time, as police say they are waiting to notify next of kin. 27-year-old Brittany Clark was sentenced on Tuesday for leaving a child in her vehicle as she played skill games at a truck stop and for resisting police officers. Clark received 180 days in jail, but with credit for 91 days already served, she will be out in 89 days. And she will then spend a year and a half on probation. According to court documents, at about 2 a.m. on November 26th, Clark went to Shoemaker's truck stop near Southwest 40th and West O Streets, and she left a 4-year-old girl in her SUV while she went inside to play skill games. According to the arrest affidavit, it was 24 degrees outside. Officers went to the truck stop at about 4:30 a.m. after receiving a report of a child neglect, and they found the child in the SUV with the heater off and the driver's side window rolled part of the way down. Police reported that her skin was cold to the touch and she had soiled herself. When officers talked with Clark, she became belligerent, and police said as they placed her in handcuffs, she resisted, biting one officer on the arm and kicking another in the groin. Clark was charged with intentional child abuse without injury and third-degree assault on an officer, both felonies. However, she took a plea deal last month that reduced those charges to misdemeanors, and prosecutors also dropped a misdemeanor charge of obstructing a peace officer. The only count that was not reduced or dropped was for offense resisting arrest, which is also a misdemeanor. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we're going to hear from Fig Millen and Norton Lady J basketball coach Cherry Brooks to update on the team and their upcoming game tonight in Scott City.
I'm here with head girls basketball coach Cherry Brooks. Coach, last week you had a couple games. One of them was a senior night, and that's kind of emotional for both you and the players and, of course, the crowd out there. Why don't you talk about the game and probably also what those seniors meant to you?
The senior group is a great group of girls that have been very dedicated and devoted over the past 4 years with attending almost everything we do. And this year, you know, some of them have had to play different roles because Casey and Hallie stepped into spots where they were now the leaders, and we had good seniors that graduated last year, so that's a different role for them. And then Peyton hasn't been able to play because of a volleyball injury, but her position has changed. She's always been a leader on the court, but now it's a leader off the court. She does a great job of helping our underclassmen girls and teaching them things that will help them be better players. And, you know, the JV girls started off the night on a good note. They won 21-8, and they all got quality minutes in just the two quarters that we had. We started off the Trigo game with a special situational play for Peyton Bailey to get her basket of the night, and then they scored an uncontested basket as well. So we started off our game with a 2-2. We had a typical normal live tip play at the very beginning and then just went from there. So Casey had a great night. Chloe and Caroline shot the ball well from the outside. They were kind of, Trigo was down. They had some girls that were sick, and so it maybe wasn't their best showing, but our girls came out and did a good job being aggressive on defense and just played with a lot of confidence and seemed to execute well that night.
On Friday, you travel down to Hayes and play the TMP Lady Monarchs, and always a tough task when you play the Lady Monarchs, and especially at Billinger Fieldhouse. But why don't you tell us a little bit how that game went?
Well, we started off the evening with two quarters for the JV team, and they played pretty much all freshmen and then maybe a couple sophomores. But they have 10 freshmen, and wow, they are talented, and they are going to be a team to be reckoned with in the future. So I feel like we were maybe a little tired from having a game just the night before, but then it was a completely different intensity level, so I didn't feel like we came out like we should have in the JV game. But after they got things figured out, they kind of came together and played better, but they just got in a hole and they really struggled shooting. And TMP, you know, their home place, they were not struggling to shoot. They shot the ball really well and scored 28 points in just two quarters, and we were only able to connect with 11. But it just wasn't the best night for our JV girls. The varsity girls, you know, they played hard. I stuck Hallie in at the post the whole time instead of really being a guard and tried to shuffle some other people in. And we kind of struggled scoring. We only shot 31% from the field, 10% from the three-point line, and then 47% from the free throw. And so I was disappointed in that aspect because, like I have said before, the girls can shoot so well and do so many great things in practice. And even this week, I have tried to make sure that I recognize them when they're, you know, making those baskets and they're dribbling through people like they're nothing. And I'm like, see, you guys can do this. You need to believe in yourself and let this carry over to the games. But yeah, our shooting percentage just didn't help us get through that game well. And we did, you know, rebound the ball okay, and we actually started off the first quarter ahead, but they came right at the end and scored a bucket right before the first quarter to actually get on top 13-12. But we just, in the second half, I felt like kind of ran out of gas, and like I said, we really struggled from the free throw line. And if we had knocked down even half more of those shots than what we did, it could have been a different story. But we'll learn from that experience and hopefully help us get motivated for this week.
Now with the league pretty much over and your regular season over, now it's off to a sub-state. And the Lady Jays with 11th seed, now they're out to play the 6th seed Scott City Lady Beavers at Scott City. What do you know about Scott City?
Well, I actually watched Scott City play on Monday against Colby. They have that Open Spaces Sports where I was able to watch them play live. And they gave Colby a run for their money, which was kind of nice to see because I felt like we did the same thing. I think it's going to be a competitive ball game. It's definitely not a game that either team should be able to run away with. And, you know, it's going to be challenging for us because we've got a long bus ride down there and then got to play at their place. But They play about 9 to 10 girls, so they have a little bit more on the bench than us. But and they're pretty physical. They're definitely taller than us. But I told the girls, you know, we've been outmatched all year long, but we use our speed and other things to make up for that lack of height, I guess you could say. So, you know, I feel like if we can push the ball down the floor, that will definitely be beneficial for us. And then if we can keep a couple of their girls from penetrating the lane, that will be beneficial because I think they really look more to penetrate than they really do to shoot from the outside. They will shoot if they're left open, but it's not like they're quick to get the shot off.
Now, if you or Scott City wins, what would it bring? Would you get a home game? Would you still have to travel? And would Scott City be hosting the finals?
Okay, so the next game you will play at the higher seed. So if we were to win and the game that's on top of us is the number 3 seed versus the 14 seed. So if the 3 seed Holcomb wins and we win, we would have to go to Holcomb. And then, but if 14 seed Hoisington were to pull an upset and beat Holcomb, then we would get to host since we're the 11th seed. So, and then the games Friday and Saturday the next week would be there at Scott City.
Why don't you give us the time that the game will start?
Our game will start on Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best luck when you travel to Scott City to take on the Lady Beavers. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Brooks, and good luck to the Lady Jays basketball team at their game tonight in Scott City. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having beef burrito, mixed vegetables, rosy applesauce, baby carrots, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pigs in a blanket or chef salad with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be Italian pasta bake, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hatley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQ&K weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 64 and a west wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 34 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 66 and a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Friday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 27. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be sunny with a high near 58. On Sunday, there's a 20% chance of rain after noon. It should be mostly sunny with a high near 58. On Monday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 60. On Tuesday, rain is likely, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 53 and breezy. And on Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 46. Currently with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 80%. The wind speed is west at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.30. The dew point is 25 degrees, and the current wind chill is 22 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that it will host their 76th annual meeting in person at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 24, 2025, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided for those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling 785-877-5191 by March 18, 2025.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Topeka native Gary Woodland, who battled back from a brain surgery in 2023 to resume his professional golfing career in 2024, has been honored with a prestigious award. Woodland, who won the U.S. Open Championship in 2019, received PGA Tour's Courage Award for 2025 on Wednesday. A married father of three children and a four-time PGA Tour champion, Woodland underwent surgery for a brain lesion in September of 2023. He returned to action in 2024 at the Sony Open in Hawaii. So far in 2025, he's tied for 16th at the Sony Open in Hawaii, tied for 22nd at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, and finished 21st at the Waste Management Phoenix Open. Those three top 25 finishes equal his total from all of the 2024 season. Woodland is a graduate of Shawnee Heights High School in Tecumseh and played basketball's freshman year of college at Washburn University. He then transferred to the University of Kansas, where he played golf. He became a professional golfer in 2007. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.